grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Fowley.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
How are you guys? What's going on at The Hemp Store, Chris? We're good.
Well, I heard we had a special visitor today who might be clad in a bit of hemp at the moment.
Helen Clark?
Oh, I wish.
No,
it
was me. Man, I popped in a while ago and I grabbed that brown hemp shirt. I grabbed a black one.
I remember it well.
What's impressive, as quite a sweaty beast that I am, they don't reek. Like, you don't get funky. And I'm not even, like, I'm not BSing here. Like, it's not like a normal shirt. There's something special about it, and there must be some kind of scientific explanation for the hemp. You know what I mean?
It does. It's antimicrobial, so yeah, it does resist those kinds of things and mold and mildew. That's why it was always used as rope and things on ships and stuff. For the same reason. But you know, to be fair, I had noticed it about you. That's why I gently suggested a hemp shirt. You know.
It's amazing. So I got myself a black one, and also what's great about them, John, you'll appreciate this, nice and long on the torso. You might have to get yourself a hemp shirt, mate.
Nice.
Sorry, I've just got a mouthful. Chris, sounds like a good idea.
They're fucking good, man. You got a nice colour range up there as well.
We just got a whole lot more in, actually. So, yeah, good on you.
Just on the Helen Clark buzz, I did notice that she's sort of digging her toes into this get people to say yes to this campaign type of buzz.
That is right. That's the big cannabis news of the week.
Right.
A bunch of high-profile New Zealanders have come out in support of a campaign being coordinated by the New Zealand Drug Foundation. And Helen Clark is at the forefront there. And this is really awesome. She's got such a high standing and credibility and things like this. So, but also among them, Associate Professor Kylie Quince from AUT, and she was on the old Breakfast TV this week talking about how voting for yes in the referendum is going to have better outcomes for health, education and justice.
Okay.
And the reasoning being, or in particular, is the model that's being put forward for the referendum is very much about keeping those benefits onshore. And if we're going to create a commercial industry, as well as, you know, there is a homegrown and share it among yourselves aspect to it too. And then the commercial side is very much favouring people who will do good in the community. And if you're just all about making money, you're probably not going to get a licence. You've got to have local community partnerships and be doing something good in the community, and then you're going to get one. So, you know, it's actually a really cool model that they've put forward.
Have they assembled, has Helen Clark, like, what I'm picturing is kind of like the dream team, basically. Michael Jordan plays the Olympics and assembles like a basketball team. Has she kind of assembled a team of, like, has she got like a sports star in there or anything?
Pretty much. Well, you know,
I feel like Israel Adesanya might be up on
something.
That.
I was trying to think of a wee joke on the fly there for like the Avengers, but you've got former detective Tim McKinnell and on there, and that's really important because what we've found in polling and focus groups and things is that among the people who are undecided and have got a few concerns and that, messages that come from police have a lot of credibility with them.
Right.
And, you know, even if the same message from someone else. So that's really good. And there are, of course, a lot of police, who do support reform. Both working police and former, retired or whatever, a lot of police can see the futility of what they're doing, but also the counterproductive and harmful things that they're often forced to do.
Mm.
And a lot of police do want change. So, that's really good to see. And also the founders of the Eco Store, Malcolm and Melanie Rand, they're on board.
Oh, cool.
And that's pretty cool too. You know, we've got to get across to the liberal urban masses and things.
They are keeping it quite highbrow then. What would be cool if maybe they got Rain and Bo on board from Rainbow's End? Something like that, something a little bit more playful? Or is it just serious business?
Oh, can't appeal to kids, I think. That rules that out.
Fair enough. Damn it.
But no, that's awesome to see. And what we've also found, talking about the campaign and the referendum, is that if people don't know much about it, then they might be erring a bit more on the side of no. And if they know more about it, then they tend to vote yes.
Are there any dogs using CBD at the moment? Do you know? Is it good
dogs,
for pets?
Did you say?
Is it good for pets? Like if I've got a stressed out cat, could I give it some CBD oil?
Yeah, there's quite a big, a lot of use of that reported overseas people using CBD with their animals. We all have cannabinoid systems. Everything that's got a central nervous system has got one.
Wow.
So maybe not jellyfish or something, but there you go. So, but here in New Zealand, there's a few more restrictions, actually. The pass-through for animal medications is stricter than the medical cannabis scheme, for humans.
Chris, was...
It is possible, but they've got to jump through a few more hoops. But hopefully we will see some animal products being registered here. That would probably be a good thing.
Chris, with the access to CBD in New Zealand at the moment, we've got a friend who has some back pain, and he said that he was trying to get a prescription for CBD but just kind of gave up because it was so expensive and there were so many hoops to jump through.
Which is with your back as well.
Yeah. Is it going to get easier to have access?
Well, it did get easier a couple of months ago, but it was right in the middle of the COVID thing, so there's still difficulties around that. But assuming you can get access to your doctor, then any doctor can prescribe CBD. And there are a couple of products already on the market. Medleaf and Tilray, and hopefully there'll be more products coming that doctors can prescribe.
Does
but those are around for now. Any doctor can prescribe them. Sometimes they might be out of stock or whatever, or different pharmacies charge different prices, so you have other issues there as well. But in theory, it shouldn't be an issue. They don't need permission or fill out any forms or anything like that.
What about does it play well with prescription drugs? Is that a concern?
If you're on anything like that, you should be talking to your doctor, and that's why I think they want this through doctors and over certain doses. But certainly with CBD, with THC, it's more down to psychoactivity, that's down to whether you're used to that or new to it, and then introducing people through lower doses into being comfortable with it. And also having blended products, THC and CBD, so that you reduce the psychoactivity, or in fact, closer to it is you reduce any adverse effects of the psychoactivity with the addition of a bit of CBD. So those sort of products are also a lot easier now under the scheme. They're just going to take a little while to get here, but hopefully by the end of the year, I'm pretty confident we'll see that kind of thing start to happen. But all of that's become a lot easier. Any doctor theoretically now can prescribe them. And they don't need approval in that. It's just that products or the new products haven't yet been approved. But over the next few months, I think we'll start to see that happen.
Have they found, surely though, what I'm getting at is CBD, natural thing. Surely it kind of plays well with most things, right? Because it's kind of like something a bit more in harmony with your own body than what sort of a human-made stimulant.
Yeah, in general. Sorry, I didn't answer the other half of the question, which was with CBD. And so there's two points there. One is that I think is what you're making there is that CBD is good for bringing you back to your natural state. It's anti-inflammatory, and it does what they call it, restoring your homeostasis, your natural state of being. Instead of things being out of whack, it tends to reset things.
Right.
So that's a good thing. But the other thing with CBD is if you're on a medication or have anything to do with the pathway the enzyme pathway where they tell you don't have grapeseed fruit or a grapeseed oil or whatever it is, if that's relevant, then that's relevant for CBD too, because it does the same thing. So that's a pretty simple rule, and it's already in practice with dispensing medicines right now. They just go, avoid this food if you're on this. So that's the only kind of thing with CBD, is just to watch out for that.
Okay.
Awesome. Chris, was there any other news that has been in the media?
Well, yeah, that was a good little tutorial there. But, talk to your doctor is a good one. And the only other thing I think of note of the week, though there could well be other things, but the other thing of note of the week was on Newsroom. They had a good blog about talking to people and the effect of what's called confirmation bias when it comes to cannabis, which is where we all kind of believe what we want to believe, and we listen to the evidence that we want to... that reinforces that. And so when it comes to talking to people about cannabis law reform in a referendum, it's a really interesting article. It's on Newsroom. And the main thing is taking their perspective and really listening and you know, I guess just having a proper good old conversation rather than just kind of preaching at them. Mm. But taking their perspective is the first way to getting a point of view across to someone and convincing them that voting yes is actually probably going to be a better solution to what they are thinking.
What's kind of weird is something's illegal, right? How does someone educate themselves to what the substance is even like if they can't legally take it to try it out to even vote for it? Do you reckon there's some elderly out there going, well, I haven't even tried it. You know what I mean? Like, well, here you go. Come into, like, maybe there should be some kind of mobile hotbox bus that just cruises around. People can jump on for like 5-10 minutes, get off.
Mystery machine.
Yeah. Is that an option?
I think that will be considered in the pool of ideas. But,
I'll drive the bus, yo.
But you don't need to have tried it to know what's the right thing to do. And in fact, we've got to get across to people, given that only 10% of the population use cannabis, even though, you know, maybe 70-80% have used it at some point or tried it. But so the vast majority of people have by now. But at the moment, you know, current users, 10%. So most people that vote yes are actually not going to be consumers of cannabis. So, you know, we've got to get across to them. And the way to get across to them is
a hot box
from their point of view.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah, cool. What you said. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, we should probably skedaddle and you just sweep up the hemp store or do something like that, all right?
That's me, leaning on the broom.
Thanks, mate.
All right. See ya. Chris Valley,
ladies and gentlemen. Do it, then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.